This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Judges and representatives flying their true colors. Cyndi Lauper had a big hit with a song called True Colors, one of the few that she didn't write on her big album. Her fame was Stricky. I'll see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors. If you're paying attention, we're seeing a lot of folks' true colors these days on both the U.S. Supreme Court and in the U.S. House of Representatives. Justice Samuel Alito Jr. has flown his in front of his main house and beach house with flags in solidarity with the January 6th insurrectionists. I'm not sure why he even bothered to blame his wife, adding incredibility to what other people, even other judges, recognize as blatant stupidity. Alito's flag waving goes past even partisanship and aligning with these extremists. It's the equivalent of hosting a flag supporting Hamas in Israel now. Alito's activities and pronouncements in recent years offer no reason to believe this flag nonsense is anything other than its true colors. Coupled with all of the recent financial and other outrages involving Justice Clarence Thomas and his hyper-right wife, who is such a cheerleader for the January 6th insurrectionists that she was subpoenaed in congressional hearings about her role in the mess, who can even pretend that the Supreme Court is free of bias? All of this impunity makes the notion of a fair and objective court nothing more than farce. The refusal of these judges to recuse themselves from 2020 election cases is already illegal, but the vaunted separation of power doesn't guarantee the political will or backbone to deliver accountability. Recently, the Republican-controlled House of Representatives Appropriations Committee offered a similar example of cutting off your nose to spite your face. The members' bias against LGBTQ individuals and groups revealed their true colors. In the last session, they failed to cut off funding to a couple of nonprofits serving this community because it was such a blatant flag-flying bias. Such support had been proposed through earmarks, the usual you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back horse trading that congressmen do to give money to special favored projects in their House districts to keep their constituents happy. This time around, they had a plan. They voted to cut off all earmarks to all nonprofits in order to avoid proving discrimination against LGBTQ groups. Now comes the deluge with predictable blowback from all of the long-favored groups who will now find their budget shorn of hundreds of millions of dollars of funding. Trying to hide their hate, they managed to court the whirlwind of mainline nonprofits earmarked in the past by both Democrats and Republicans. We're talking about Boys and Girls Clubs, veterans groups, scouting organizations for both boys and girls, religious nonprofits, workforce training and community development nonprofits, educational groups, and more. All of these outfits had tolerated the excesses of their elected representatives and turned a blind eye to their outrages by rationalizing their programs and own needs being supported by these yahoos were more important. Many, if not most of these groups, had policies embedded in their programs against discrimination, including against LGBTQ individuals, but kept quiet while at the trough. Now, they're screaming like stuck pigs at the representatives. At least in this case, there's some payback from back home and in the Beltway over these true colors displays, because these folks are actually elected, guaranteeing some accountability. Their lifetime appointed positions on the Supreme Court have allowed bias and corruption to go unchecked there, making a mockery of the rule of law and leaving the public few options. What can we do? Call Ghostbusters? I don't think so. We need to demand of our representatives that they do their job and send a message to the court to respect the laws they are sworn to defend and protect. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.